Here's a legal principle you've probably heard from the time you were a child. There's no such thing as ghosts. The paranormal, it's all the product of an overactive imagination. Witches, they're our friendly Wiccan neighbors, not the cackling, wart-nosed, vengeful variety from Oz. It's a legal principle because judges usually don't buy the whole ghost, goblin, and devil thing. Maybe it's because they remember the same gentle no-ghost assurances from their elders, or maybe it's because their dockets are as chock-full as one of those plastic orange pumpkins some kids carry around on Halloween night. Whatever the reason, bring a ghost tale into a courtroom, and it's more likely than not you'll get booed. Just ask a poor fellow from Texas, in immigration custody at the time he filed his lawsuit. All he asked for was a little help from the local federal court, because a ghost, one he described as the reincarnated Jezebel Princess of Evil, began paying him visits in his holding cell, and oddly enough, also when he was in the shower. This particular ghost, he reported, had more in mind than simple hauntings. It also forced him to, brace yourself, read weird and spooky books and listen to paranormal radio programs. I sense that your blood is going way cold right about now. But remember our powerful legal mantra. There's no such thing as ghosts. With that in mind, you can figure out what the court wrote about that poor tormented soul's complaint. The kindest words used, fanciful and fantastic. The fellow's complaint about the ghost with the substandard media fixation did not go far. And so it goes for those who, like the imprisoned spooky tale reader, claim to be visited by demons, devils, and other creatures not found in a natural history museum. If a ghost plays a role in, say, will-making or a child custody arrangement, the court will usually not look favorably upon the one who sees the things that others don't. The devil made you do it? That's usually not going to fly either. There's no such thing as ghosts, and that has the full power of the law behind it. Okay, except for the ghost in New York that haunted a certain house, one that some scared buyer purchased without knowing of the house's pre-sale occupancy rate. There, the judges ruled that the seller had to stick with her story that her house was haunted. She couldn't change her mind and claim that the poltergeists didn't exist once the house was under contract with a buyer who didn't want it anymore. As the court put it, as a matter of law, the house is haunted. But rest easy tonight. Just remember the long-standing and usually sound legal principle and think like a level-headed, learned person in black robes, the one who doesn't fly on a broom. Sounds like all the ghosts live in New York anyway. I'm Amy Guida.